Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here in the Mighty 1090 studio with Rock God Rick down in Mazatlan with Ken Frankery and the Sport Fishing Association of California. Great group down there, headed by our amazing engineer down there, Rick Cutler, RC Productions. Thanks, Rick, for making that voyage down there and hanging out with the guys down in beautiful Mazatlan. And, of course, our main man here, Adam, in the Mighty 1090 studios. Time for the catch report today, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. Want to end those connection failures? You need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's the must-have piece of gear to catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. Tim Ekstrom will tell you, along with all the guys down there, it is the stuff with the all-brass crimps and other features. It's better than ever, and it's the favorite connection system on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. If you haven't made it your preferred connection system to Spectra, to Mono, or Fluorocarbon, get it now. It's easy. You can do it. It's at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's start with our FishDope.com report. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Pete, Ricky, and guests, sir. Well, what a week of weather, guys. Limits
Ooh,
wind
boy.
Offshore. Holy cow. It definitely kind of cramping our style here. Accordingly, reports have been a little more sparse than normal. But nothing at all from the outside. Nick, Santa Barbara Island, completely blown out. My buddy was up there last Sunday, got blown out. It did get there, but caught not much. Same with Clemente, nothing all week, but there are a few boats there today. Not very nice, but they are hanging tough. At Catalina, it's been gusting to 40 on and off all week there, but my buddy Mike and I did grind our way over Sunday morning, and we found a little nugget of conditions, and schools it hard for all it was worth there. We enjoyed a fun morning with wide open sargo fishing, some good great calico bass in places that they aren't normally, and a bonus handful of good great sea bass mixed in there to keep it interesting. There's quite a lot of fish around that island, guys. When it straightens out here, it's going to be interesting. And fortunately, we were on a 2-day, but we wound up coming back Sunday afternoon. I'm glad we did. Got ugly. Along the coast, we did have a couple days that the wind backed off a little bit, and the guys could work. And quite a bit of that tanker-grade sea bass around. There's been a few caught, mostly 50-plus, you know, guys sitting on the edge of the kelp lines all the way from South Coast up to Palos Verdes there. No one concentration, but it's all big fish, some on live squid, some on live mackerels. But the divers are seeing big schools and big ones. They're definitely around, guys. And offshore, there is some coverage today. No reports yet, but conditions are very rugged down there. But before the weather, there was some very good tuna fishing on that nice great bluefin tuna. So with the forecast looking much better this coming week, hopefully that stuff will float right back up, because it's definitely around and some of it was actually pretty close. So I think it's going to get interesting real soon here, guys.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it, Mark. And, of course, FishDope.com, Danny's had the forecast all week and updated conditions here. It looks like we're headed for a beautiful week of weather here this week. So things are going to get better. You stay on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Cheek and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, pacificedgetackle.com. And the forecast this week is much better. We deserve it, and I think it's going to get interesting. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Gotta love it. All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that. Talk to you next Saturday. Let's head down to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to Marcos. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Great.
Well, unfortunately, don't have much report this week. We got pretty much shut down by weather the last few days here. Early in the week, San Diego did have some good fishing in there. Some bluefin early in the week, and then Wednesday, 7 bluefin, 38 yellowtail, 33 bonito for 25 guys, and those bluefin range from 50 to 108 pounds, so definitely some good fishing in there. Like I said, we had that weather roll through, and Thursday, Friday, took it off. They're back down there today, so hopefully we'll get a nice report from them and get right back on track there. Otherwise, check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our half days up there. We're still trying to get those twilights out, Friday, Saturday, and evenings. The three-quarter days, we've got one day on the Tribute. So lots of options there, so definitely check that out. Seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Or come down and visit us in person. Except I wish I had a little more for you, but it was a pretty slow week as far as getting the boats out there with that weather that blew through here.
Yeah, no kidding. We should be in Mazatlan, right, Marcos?
It's somewhere, yeah. I mean, it looks like it today. It's a beautiful day so far, so hopefully things get back to normal there.
Yeah, I hope so. But, looks like a good week of weather this week, and things should be back on. Marcos, appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday with better conditions.
Absolutely.
All right, appreciate that. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is going to have his report tomorrow, so you have to stay tuned for that tomorrow morning, where we're going to have Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence and 22nd Street Landing in the studio here with me tomorrow. But that's our catch report today, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater, I know Juan likes to visit East County Bait and Tackle, a full line of freshwater tackle and live bait for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing's right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview in Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more information. I might add, today is the day, 10 a.m., for the captain's meeting at Fast Lane Kayaks right there in Dana Landing in Mission Bay. All benefits, the Coastal Conservation Association of California. And you're going to want to definitely head on down there. If you haven't signed up for the Battle of the Bays, just head on down to Fast Lane at 10 a.m. this morning and sign up right there. The tournament is Saturday, May 6th, a week from today. So going to be a fun tournament and a great, great time for the kayakers down there. 10 a.m. today at Fast Lane for the sign-ups and for the captain's meeting down there. Okay, we're back in Mazatlan, Rick.
You got it, Pete, and I know we are joined by a very special guest. I'm going to turn it over to Ken Frankie to announce we're very, very lucky to get to have our lucky guest with us. Ken?
Yes, we are. Just so that everybody knows, down here in Mazatlan, this is a holiday weekend, and we're very honored to have a special guest here. The Secretary of Tourism, Marco Antonio Garcia Castro, has driven all the way from Culiacan this morning to join us. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for coming out today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. And first of all, welcome to Mazatlan. On behalf of Governor Quirino Ordaz Coppo, welcome team, welcome Rick, welcome Pete. This is a paradise. Team, is your first time right here?
It's my first time in Mazatlan, yeah, and it won't be my last.
How's it going? Yeah, that's a good news.
Oh, it's incredible. I can't wait.
Are you bringing your ship here?
I think I'm going to. I do.
Great. Well, as you know, sport fishing is one of the touristic attractions here, and we're real grateful that you guys have been here. And also, I like fish a lot. Goldfish here is great. So, welcome again, and please visit Mazatlan. Next year, we'll be hosting Tianguis Turístico, and this is the main event of the tourist industry all over Latin America. So, we are really grateful. There will be here about 90 countries and over 10,000 sponsors. So we are really happy, and this is one of the attractions, and the tour operators bring, you know, a lot of people that love sport fishing here in Mazatlan.
Now, Mr. Yeah. Secretary, how's the tourism here in Mazatlan developing? I've seen so much drastic improvement in the last 3 years. How are things overall right now?
Well, we're in really good shape right now. We have great numbers. We're increasing. We expect this is the greatest year of historic numbers and the greatest year in all the time about tourist sector. So we expect that great highways connectivity we have now. We are the beach from the northeast part of the country. So For example, Durango is now 2 hours from here in a great highway. So we have Chihuahua, we have Zacatecas, we have Coahuila really near right now, about 4 hours in car. So they can bring their chips here by car. So we are really happy for having great numbers now in Mazatlan and in all Sinaloa.
We've mentioned it before, but one of the things that I found so great about, you know, Mazatlan and this entire area is how welcome everybody has been. It's a very, very easy place to come to with the family. It's very easy to get around. The food is fantastic. The shopping is fun. It's just it's a very welcoming place. It's not just most of our listeners to our show are hardcore fishing guys, but there's a lot of hardcore fishing, and I say that because it's a very easy place to bring your family.
Yeah, well, we got great gastronomy. Food is great. It's a unique place to have seafood. The preparation about it is great. We have a great genius about it. Great restaurants, and really near from here we are. We have two. We call it Pueblos Mágicos or Magic Towns. They are like these little towns that keep like 100 years ago, and they have been involved in infrastructure. So it's like you go back in time. It's called El Rosario, and we have Cozalá. Also, we have their inland sport fishing with the black bass, black sea bass. So it's really well connected about other touristic attraction. And let me tell you guys, food and gastronomy is great here. So you got to come here.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, this evening we're planning on going into the older part of town. Now, Mazatlan's 400 years old? Would that be correct?
Yeah. It's so over 400 years.
When you go to the old part of the town here, you feel like you've walked back into, you know, European culture. The buildings all look like, Spanish construction. And anyway, this courtyard we're going to go to this evening, amazing. Just envision you've gone to New Orleans with just a big courtyard, bands outside, and everybody on the sidewalks at tables having dinner together. And, just absolutely amazing.
Hey, Ken.
Very top quality.
Ken, I told Rick, I said, boy, I hope they take you to the old town of Mazatlan for dinner, because that is such a special treat, that old town, not only for the food, the amazing food, but this, the atmosphere is so welcoming and inviting and historic, too.
That's a highlight of our trip every time, honestly. It really is.
Yeah, it's this historic district that is, like you say, the old town. It's been renewed. It's a new investment. The same architecture, and this has become in a really spot of the tourists that came from the ships, the cruiser ships. So it's been, Mazatlan is the only port in all Pacific that have a real historic district. So that's make us different from the rest, Cabo, Vallarta, Acapulco. So it's different from other.
And one thing I want to mention to the listeners out there, the cooperation between the Mexican government, I mean, just the fact that the secretary himself came out to participate on this radio show, the cooperation we're getting from the local communities and working together to promote marine recreation, sport fishing and such, is, I've been doing this job at SAC 8 years, I've never seen it so good. As far as relations go and working together in spite of all of the political climate, we ain't part of it. We're working really well, and the Mexican people down here are very receptive to visitors. I can't speak highly enough about it.
Thanks. Well, we're really grateful that you guys, our obligation is to make you guys feel better, so make you guys feel welcome, and that's our part of our job. It's a great job. Don't tell anyone, but I have the best job in the cabinet.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
It's great. Maybe my colleagues are in other cities here in the state, but I'm here with you guys. So that makes the best job in the cabinet.
That's one of the things that's been so obvious as soon as we got into this entire area is how friendly and welcoming everybody is. And it's not just the hotel. It's not everywhere you go in here, it's very easy, very welcoming. Everybody super friendly, and it's very clean. It's just, it's been, it's like being at home. You know, people welcome you like you're part of family.
Great that you say that, and we're working on that. And actually, tourism is a really important part of the state economy. So we gotta take care of it. We gotta look for it, and that's what we're doing right now. And you know, we're really happy to have you here. To every tourist that came to a place, to select a place to go for a travel, for a holiday, it means that they love that place, and we gotta love them back. So we are in that mood.
Wow. Pete had talked about it earlier, too. It's a very, very easy destination to travel to from all of us in Southern California. There's a lot of outfits, there's a lot of flights, and there's a lot of areas, not just in Mazatlan, but the surrounding cities as well. It's very, very easy and very inexpensive to travel to as well.
That's two great parts that you comment. We have direct connectivity, nonstop flight from L.A. If you are more in the south, we have from Tijuana and from Phoenix, we have from Dallas, Minneapolis, and we are working to make more frequencies from air. So we're working on airlines to have more connectivity to Mazatlan.
Well, I'll tell you what, the phones are packed up, and they want to talk to you guys here. I might remind you, and I'm not sure, Marco, if they told you, but Juan Acevedo generously donated a trip to Altata Bay Hotel in Altata, 4 days, three nights lodging, 2 days of fishing, and morning fishing meals. One lucky listener is going to win that, and they can't wait to fly into Culiacan out of Tijuana, across the CBX bridge, and be there for like round trip, like $100-$120 round trip to fly into Culiacan.
It's pretty so amazing. Cheap.
Yeah, so amazing. So let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Rich and Bradley is on the line. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Hi, Rich.
Hello. Oh, yeah, go ahead, buddy. I've been listening to you guys. Mazatlan sounds like it's better than Disneyland. And I'm wondering, is this resort a destination that we should consider being prepared to bring fish home from? And what is fish care like there?
Geronimo, why don't you handle that?
Normally what we do is we prepare the fish for you here. If you catch a fish, we fillet it. We put it in vacuum packs. You have to have it with your fishing license, and you have an ices. You have to have a plastic ices. Now the airplane, they don't let you bring the styrofoam. So you have to have like an igloo or something like that. You just put your fillets and take it with you, your luggage. You just put it on the plane and get it back.
Here at El Cid Marina, there's a station right here at the top of the dock. As soon as the boat comes in, there's an area to hang your fish and take pictures, and then a fish cleaning station right there where they'll take care of your fish. And whether you want to have your fish filleted and then take it into one of the restaurants in town and have your fish prepared fresh, or if you want to travel back home with you, both options exist.
Exactly.
And I watched the boys cutting them up yesterday afternoon. I couldn't resist staying away. And they do as good of a job as I've seen up there at the local shop at Fisherman's Processing. They did a great job. Fantastic.
Well, that's pretty high regards, I'd say, from what we consider the best at home at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah,
that's high regards.
We've got the high standard, man, and these guys are right up to it. I enjoyed sitting here watching them.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Rich. Good question there. Mike and Rosemead, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Sounds like you're back at 100%. You sound real good now. My question is, what type of live bait fishery do you have down there? What type of fish are they compared to our anchovies and sardines and mackerel that we have up here on our coast?
Okay. What we do, and here we use, what we do is a lot of trolling. Like right now, we have in 10, 15 strikes of marlin. And what we're doing is we're using dead bait, we trolling baits. We're using mullets and jigs. But we also have the caballito. You know, if you want to catch caballito on the way out, we have places to catch caballito if you like to use the live bait. And also we have the live mullet all the time, no? So the only thing you have to do is if you want to fish with live bait, tell the crew, tell the operator of the boats, and they will get you live bait for you in the morning.
Should we bring like a sabiki rig down or something to catch bait when we come down?
Yeah, the boats they have, but it's very good to have in your equipment always a sabiki. You know, you never know.
Skipjacks.
Yeah.
On the way to
yeah.
The...
Yeah, a lot of good fishing there for sure in there. And we sure appreciate the call this morning. Thank you very much. Mike, that does free up for the first time all morning, 877-792-1090. Open right now. You want to get a chance to win that trip to El Tata, or go on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. There's your shot. John in San Clemente, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi, John.
How you doing? I have not fished Mazatlan. I fish most of the rest of the Mexican Riviera. And I'm interested in hearing about that inshore fishery and the marsh fishery. And I was curious, when you're fishing for the black bass that you were talking about and you were going into the mouth of the marsh and fishing the tides and things like that, what kind of terminal tackle do we need to bring with us when we come down there to fish? By the way, my grandmother was born in, just kidding, for some of the black bass and some of those inshore fish.
I'll call on you. Okay, any kind of what you use normally to cast for black bass is what you can use in the marsh, but you can get saltwater gear, 150, 200 Shimano's is what I use. The equipment, the gear, must to try to get in salt water. Or also you can bring some spinning. Spinning use, if you use spinning, it's good to have it here.
Yeah,
what kind of terminal
tackle?
How about the lures? What kind of lures and stuff? What do you use on the end of your line? For example, in the mangroves.
Top waters. Works incredible for mangrove snapper, for snook, and also for sea bass. And if you like to go for example, inside of the dams that you have around Culiacan is El Barejonal. You have López Portillo, also El Salto plus Picachos. You can use whatever you use normally in the States. It's the same. Same as spinners, whatever.
So you talked about using poppers for tuna on the surface. Are you talking about 30-pound class lures?
The orcas, the big ones. You can use those ones here, and it's incredible. You can have a blast on casting over the tunas.
Indeed. Oh? Hey, John, cool. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Go ahead, Rick.
I was going to say, well, Ken would probably do a better job of I, but, you know, we talked all morning about the hospitality of Mazatlan and the people here, and I know, Ken, I'll let you kind of take it away, but
sure.
I know Marco wanted to not be outdone by our buddy Juan down there.
Yeah, I the secretary just handed me a slip of paper, and I think out of respect we ought to let him make the announcement. You have another prize to give, Pete. Mr. Secretary, if you would go ahead and like to introduce what your offer is.
Well, I didn't want to step behind Azoreto, so the Sinaloa government offered a totally free fun trip from California all the way from the plane here in Mazatlan to have the same offer that Azoreto did in El Tata. We do it here in Mazatlan, in this same place, in La Marina. So I don't know how he's going to, so someone is going to get it, but it's now up in the air, and you guys decide.
We'll work it out. So, yeah, Pete, you have another prize to give, and it's on behalf of the Mazatlan and the Sinaloa government, and it's for a stay here at the El Cid Resort and Marina. And will they pay for their own plane flight, or will you guys?
No, we are going all the way.
Oh, they're paying for the plane. Okay, Juan Acevedo.
You can get from Tijuana very $120 round trip.
So you're gonna fly somebody to Mazatlan. You're gonna put them up at the El Cid and show them a good time, courtesy of the Secretary of Tourism for Sinaloa. That is quite something. Now, I have a question for...
We're also going to take them fishing, okay?
Oh, you're going to take them fishing, too?
Oh,
yes. Heck!
Geronimo,
man! All right, and the winner is Pete Ray and Adam, right here from the Mighty 1090 Studios. Actually,
I feel like I'm at a poker game.
I know. This is awesome. Hey, I have a question for the Secretary of Tourism, Marco. What about, let's say somebody comes down and they bring their significant other, their wife or their girlfriend down, and they don't want to fish. What happens to them? What can they do in Mazatlan? How can you show them a good time in Mazatlan? If somebody wants to come down there, but they don't want to fish, but the husband or significant other, or the wife wants to fish and the husband wants to tour, whatever, what else is there to do in Mazatlan?
There's a lot of stuff to do, and it's a great question. Thanks. It's free promotion. So they can go and have the greatest breakfast I ever have in my life. It's in a town called El Calite.
Oh,
you got to go really early.
Oh, we've been there.
You like it?
Oh, it's
outstanding.
It's really great. It's traditional cuisine. It's a great place to be. You are in the middle of a barn. Eating a great breakfast with a great guy having you there, great cuisine, it's traditional cuisine, northern Sinaloa cuisine, so that you can start there with a great breakfast. Then we have great place to have shopping. You bring your girlfriend, you know they love that, so they can go and have shopping. Then they can go to the old town. It's great old town, and we have great tours. Wakanoa tours. We have a tour to Copala. It's a place with this very old place from like 150 years ago. They haven't changed at all. So we have a great place like El Rosario. It's like 40 minutes from here. This is one of the beautiful church in all Mexico. There they have all the inside. The tablon is pure gold. So we have a great place to visit, great tours, and one day is not enough. You need to be at least 4 or 5 days here.
Wow, that sounds so cool. That sounds so amazing. And what's one thing that always amazes me about Mazatlan, going into other Mexico destinations, Mazatlan still has the old Mexico culture, which I love, and I know a lot of people do love. And there's so many places. The fishing's fantastic, but the culture and the food and everything else about Mazatlan is what really brings us all back, along with that great fishing. So that sounds like fun, and I'm sure my wife Lolly would love to come down and tour all that too. Hey, in the meantime, let's head up to Newport Beach. You know, the Newport Beach boat show is going on today, and our good buddy Pete Giacalone from Custler Yachts is on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How's it going?
Hey, terrific. We're talking to Mazatlan. We're talking Mazatlan fishing, and we're talking Newport Boat Show. What are you guys from Custler Yachts doing up there?
Oh, we got a couple really nice boats up here. It's a big show this year. They said probably the biggest that it's been in about 6 or 7 years. We got a couple really nice sport fishers. We got that brand new little Hoquiam. We got a regulator up here, and Santa Ana's are blowing today, but it should be good weather.
Yeah, a good day to go test that Seakeeper boat, right?
Absolutely, yeah. that 39 Contender is awesome.
Yeah. So, Pete, so you have those all in the water. That little Hoquiam is such a cool little boat, and then you have some big boats too. So whether you're in the market for a big boat or a small boat, fishing boat, Newport Boat Show today, go see Mike and Pete from Custler Yachts. You'll show them a good time and get them aboard the boats actually on the water, right?
Yep, absolutely. And if anybody wants to take the 28 regulator for a ride tomorrow afternoon, come down and see us.
What? You'll take them for a ride?
Yep, we'll take them for a ride.
That thing is so cool, that 28 regulator. That is an awesome, awesome deal. So Newport Boat Show right there in Newport Beach. Easy to get to, right, Pete?
Yeah, it's right here at Lido Village. You can't miss it. It's at the very top of the harbor. And the show's today from 10 to 7, and then tomorrow from, I believe, 10 until 4.
10 to 5 tomorrow, yeah.
Or 10 to 5.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Pete Giacalone from Custler Yachts, right here at the Kona Kai in Shelter Island. Today doing duty, and tomorrow doing duty with Mike and the guys from Custler Yachts up at the Newport Boat Show. Check NewportBeachBoatShow.com for more info. Pete, have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
You too, Pete. Have fun down there.
All right. Appreciate that. And when we come back, more from Mazatlan more from all the guys down there, the Secretary of Tourism, Geronimo from the El Cid, of course, Juan Acevedo, the head of Sinaloa Sport Fishing, Rock Cod Rick, and Ken Frankie from the Sport Fishing Association. What a panel! Stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
You heard it. Jack Maloney and the gang from Kustler at the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 44 years. It's the Newport Beach Boat Show. It's happening today, 10 to 7, tomorrow, 10 to 5, in beautiful Lido Village, Newport Beach. More than 200 boats, lots of fishing boats, and lots of good fishing equipment there, too, at the Newport Show. And free parking and shuttle right there. It's only $15 to get in, 12 and under. Kids are free and military discounts. So check it out, NewportBeachBoatShow.com for more information. Check it out today, the Newport Beach Boat Show, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Don't you just love California in the summer? Just remember, if you love California and you love the boat, please wear your life jacket and make sure the people you love wear one too. Love California, Boat California, Save California. Share the love at BoatCalifornia.com.
Beautiful, the state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependentSportFishing.com.
XERRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep end. Very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, live from Mazatlan. Now, boy, oh boy, giving away three great trips today. Of course, the one on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing, the trip to El Tata to go fishing in Juan's country there, 2 days of fishing, three nights lodging. And then the Secretary of Tourism has just given us a trip to Mazatlan to stay at the El Cid, and Geronimo's given us a day of fishing at the El Cid, too. And that one includes airfare that the Secretary of Tourism has thrown in. That's wow. So one lucky caller is going to win that. Phones are packed. Guys, let's head back to Mazatlan right now.
Yeah, well, we're live here, Pete, and again, in the beautiful El Cid Marina and just a fantastic live broadcast location. And Marco's had to run to another engagement, but, boy, I just want to thank him again for the opportunity to get to talk tourism in this beautiful area of Mazatlan. And, Ken, I know it's been a very busy show, and you guys have been very busy as well, you and Kenya, with everything going on at SAC. And why don't you give us a little update? I know we've been so busy talking about all the great stuff in Mazatlan that we've hardly had an opportunity to talk about some of the things that have been keeping you and Kenya busy.
You know, I know to the listeners of importance, Pacific Island Biosphere and what the new rules and regulations are. And Kenya and I were just in Mexico City with the mayor of San Diego and Jerry Sanders, the Chamber of Commerce. And we did have an opportunity to go to the Mexican Senate as well as go and meet with the director of CONAMP. And Kenya's going to give us a real quick overview of where they're at right now and what we can expect.
Well, one thing real quick before we even do that, I just want you to know what a big deal that is. I mean, you know, that you guys were invited to speak amongst that group of people, and you know, I mean, just the trip itself was a major significance for the Sport Fishing Association of California.
I have to tell you, it was humbling to be asked to speak in front of the Mexican Senate. That was just to have that opportunity and the respect we were given as we were down there. They want to work with us, and that's just a good common theme. So, Kenya, good morning.
Morning, Kenya.
Morning.
Who, by the way, really is the one who's done all the hard work in setting all of this up and getting us all down here. And I want to say my thanks first to Kenya for making such an awesome opportunity and all the hard work you do on behalf of all of us as fishermen at home. And there's, you know, you talk about the unsung heroes. Well, Kenya is one of the major reasons that we're getting to do all these things and making all these great strides. And you're doing a fantastic job. So first off, from all of us, I want to say thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, just to recap, as we learned back in December on the last radio show we had from Cabo, the president signed the decree naming basically all the remaining islands that were not already protected. Now they're protected. For our region, the ones that are on the Pacific coast, that's the new biosphere called Pacific Islands Biosphere. Right now, we are enjoying a grace period. Technically, we should already have a permit to enter this area. Ken was helping us draw a chart with the coordinates that were given to us. Somewhere, I would expect mid-summer, somewhere in July, that permit will be enforced. As we know right now, within 12 miles from the island, you will be needing an SET permit, a navigation permit, your fishing license, your FMM with immigrations. But now, if you're closer to the island, around 2 miles, I think, two and a half miles, you will be needing a CONAMP permit. When we met with the commissioner in Mexico City last month, he said that they're working on a website that they aim to finish by the end of this year. Everyone, including private boat owners, will be able to apply for the permit right there, just on a similar website that the ones you use for the temporary importation permit and your FMMs. Will be plain and simple. However, we will go through a tough transition, I think, this year. CONAMP permits, again, reinforced somewhere in the middle of July or at the end of June. Basically, it's a simple process, but it's an archaic process. You just need to give them your documentation, papers, temporary importation, proof of insurance, all that basic stuff that you already have in order to be fishing in the U.S. Copies of that along with payment of rights for the area. The permit is good for 2 years. If you get the permit yourself, it's about $450, depending on the current exchange rate. However, you basically need a broker. You need a broker to take care of that. The closest office and the office that we would refer you to is in Ensenada. I'll be sure to post that information on our website on the homepage so that you can get access to that. Even though the decree was signed, there is no management plan. We have no specifics. We know that sport fishing will be allowed in Coronados. Don't think of Coronados as out of reach. It's not out of a possibility. You will be able to dive. You'll be able to just conduct business as usual, except that you would just need this permit to access the area. Again, it's a simple process, except that right now you have to go through the Ensenada website and go to a Mexican bank in person to make that payment, which is the archaic part. Also, something important for anglers out there, you would also need to wear a bracelet, a Kona bracelet, per day, per visit, per person. That is around $3 or $4. However, if you plan to do this often, there are annual passports available. There are less than $20. They're good for any area. So say you're going to go fishing to Coronados a few times a year, and then you hop on the Royal Star, you're going to go to Revilla, or go on, you know, on to Loreto or any other area, that passport is still valid. You're still good.
And it's around $20.
It's less than $20. Just
so in it, nothing has been finalized yet, but as we're looking forward, there potentially is going to be a permit that is good for 2 years. It's around $400 to $450. So a couple hundred bucks a year is what the year is going to cost you for 2 years. And then a $20 annual
passport,
that would be in place of doing the wristband.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's the charge per Conamp. Just add another few hundred dollars for the attorney fees or the broker fees. But it's very simple. I mean, it's the cheapest permit out there, to be honest.
Kenya, private boaters, should they just wait till they put the website up? If they want to fish the Coronado Islands after July, would it be a situation where they can just wait till they streamline this process and they can do it on the website that they're talking about, or will they need that permit now?
You know, I wish I could say that, but I think you would be needing the permit at the same, like any boat would just need a permit somewhere in July. We're waiting for the commissioner to give us an official statement and instructions for private boat owners, the purchase of bracelets, and how we can help streamline this process so that they don't all have to go to the tiny Kona and Ensenada office and deal with this on their own.
Yes. Because
to be honest, I mean, it was a learning curve for me the first year. I can now recite things and it sounds really easy, but I can see how after talking to a few of the marina managers and dock masters, they're really concerned about this whole thing.
Yeah, one thing, Pete, that was what we emphasized. We met with the commissioner of CONAMP when we were in Mexico City, and our request was simple. We want to have the easiest process possible and preferably something on the Internet so that the maximum number of the public could participate and visit Mexico. They understood that, and I think this is going to be an evolution. I think Kenya's correct that there's going to be some learning curve here. And we volunteered to participate in any step of the way to make it easier for all boaters, not just the SAC boats, but for everybody. So when we were down there, there was a spirit of cooperation. We've requested them to give us in writing the guidelines, but we're going to do everything we can at our end to try and facilitate the easiest process. And Kenya is going to end up posting on our website the as simplest instructions we could possibly put up to make it easier for all boaters to visit Mexico. So more to come. We just wanted to give you an update on where we were at.
Yeah,
now.
And we'll keep
also
you informed.
Also, something important. Sorry.
We'll keep you informed.
Something I wanted to mention is the management plan is not done yet, but they will be open to comments, questions, and concerns from the fleet and from private boat owners. I will be sure to post the information on the public hearings that will be taking place in Ensenada, in La Paz, and Guerrero Negro, which will be the main offices for CONAMP for this biosphere. So you're more than welcome to come. You can also just mail your questions and concerns to SAC, and we'll be sure to bring them up at those public hearings. You can do that through the website. Again, that's californiasportfishing.org. And just know that we're out there advocating for the benefit of the whole fleet.
I was just going to say, Pete, too, something that you had already mentioned, and I hate to be so repetitive, but I think it warrants to be said again. This is an organization that is paid for out of the sport fishing fleet that is doing all this, you know, that is going to be a benefit to, you know, to private boaters out there. And I think that, you know, a lot of us, you know, there isn't that organization, you know, like the sport boats have, and SAC has stepped up to help everybody with this process, you know, both sport boats and private boaters alike. Even though there's no funding from us private boat guys that are going to this, they're doing this just to help the overall sport fishing, and I just think that it needs to be said again.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to jump back on the phones here. We're running out of time. Bruce in Lemon Groves has a question. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. I caught my first
Hi, Bruce.
Marlin. morning.
I caught my first morning about 40 years ago in Mazatlan. So.
Fantastic.
Just wanted to pass that along.
We're still here.
What's your question, Bruce?
Well, my question would be, what's the fishing like in the mangroves? What type of boats do they use in there? Regular pongas or what?
No, they have the two options. They have the regular pangas that they take all the branches out and they put a flat platform, and also they have the bass fishing boats, flat boats, you know, and they have pretty good equipment, and they're about say 16 foot boats. All with right. 60 horsepower motors.
Hey, Geronimo, is that something that can be booked?
What type of boats? What type of boats do you use in the Aries fleet right there at the El Cid?
Well, we have 28 foot Bertrams. We have two crystalliners, 3.3s, and we have Chris Crabs, and we have a couple of Bertrams. So we have all kinds of mostly crystalliners and Bertrams.
And Rick, you had a question about booking the mangroves.
Yeah, Geronimo, is the mangrove trip something that they can book right here through the El Cid, or if somebody wanted to participate in one of those trips, how would we go about that?
Yeah, there is the mangrove trips that they can book it through me. There is a couple of places. One is also here in Tecapán, which is about 40 minutes, and the other one in Altata. So if they want to do a day of mangrove, if they want to come and do some saltwater fishing, inshore fishing, and do one day of mangroves, we can set them up, and they can pick them up here in the morning.
Perfect. The cool thing about El Cid, to me, is you walk out of your room, and you walk onto the boat. The marina is right there. I mean, there is no jumping in a van or anything like that. You stay at El Cid, you want to fish out your front door to go fishing, right?
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, perfect.
Outside of your room. We will put your boat right in front of your room.
It's pretty cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to give away a couple of three great trips here and wrap things up from Mazatlan, Mexico. You stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California and Mexico's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Boy, oh boy, we have some happy people right now. Adam, who's our Mighty 1090 engineer here, and as well as, since is now taking the phones, our main man retired there and is going back to school, and that's okay. But here we go. The winner of the Liberty trip, Mike in Rosemead. The winner of the Altata trip, Rich in Bradley. The winner of the trip to Mazatlan, Rich in Camarillo. Congratulations, and thanks to all the callers that called in and did that today. And thank you very much for the generous donation. My buddy Juan Acevedo, my buddy Geronimo Saralvo, and, of course, the Secretary of Tourism from there, too. Marco, sure appreciate their generous donations. And, of course, Fisherman's Landing, too. Tim Ekstrom. Very good. Thank you guys very much down there. What's going on down in Mazatlan today?
Well, we're going to have a great day. We're going to check out all the sights and scenes. I know they got an excellent day planned for us. I think Dallas and I are going to scoot out and go do a little bit of fishing and, you know, take Geronimo up on all the great fishing that has to be offered and just
and
for all the fantastic times.
Wow, fantastic. And Ken, thank you very much. You and Kenya do such a fantastic job. Captain Tim Ekstrom, Royal Star Sport Fishing, thank you all. Juan, thank you. Geronimo, thank you. And, of course, Marco, thank you so much for all that you do for encouraging anglers in Southern California and all over the United States and going fishing in your beautiful country there.
And, Pete, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to do this. And Rick Cutler, we could not host these shows, so we owe a debt of gratitude to you. Thanks.
Juan?
Yes, I'd like to say only that, Pete, I'm going to wait for you.
Share your mic.
So,
You're going to have four days.
Pete, Juan just wanted to let you know that he wants you to come down and experience El Tata and come fishing with him. And
you're on, Juan. I'm coming
to
El Tata. Be careful what you promised, man. I'm coming down. It's easy to get to.
No.
And we're going to, I want to do El Tata, and we'll go to Picacho. We'll go fish the snook in mangroves. I can't wait for that. That's fantastic. Thank you. I can't.
Okay, Pete, I just want to say thank you.
All right.
Hey, Pete, are you there?
Yeah. Well, Geronimo.
I just want to say thank you to everybody that hear the program today. And we're waiting for all the anglers that are invited to come to Mazatlan. It's the time right now. The fishing is hot. And just go to www.elcid.com.
Elcid.com. All right. Beautiful place. And thank you for all the hospitality. Thanks to Ken and Kenya and the whole gang there. And Rick Cutler, RC Productions, again, like you said. And Gary Graham, of course, who's down there representing SAC and will be publishing it in BD Outdoors and all over the place here. Thank you, Gary, for being there, too. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090. Captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser from the Independence and 22nd Street Landing. Again, thanks to Adam on the phones and on the board here at the Mighty 1090. We'll see you tomorrow morning back here on the Mighty 1090.